back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's happening?
I am Angel, also known as That Chick Angel, one of your hosts, and tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus.
All right, that's my husband. We obviously are in a rush. For those of y'all, if this is your first time watching the podcast, this podcast, we break down popular topics that are happening in the world, as well as relationship stuff. What else?
Any and everything.
Yeah.
Almost.
And we see
we stay away from the stuff that everybody else talks on.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, I don't go searching for it, but we get a little more. We hit on the edgier topics that people steer away from.
In the past. But you know what? At the end of the day, we try to see if this is going to cause an argument, because sometimes it does.
You got to see if it's going to cause an argument. That's just going to happen.
It's just going to happen naturally.
Yeah.
So if this is your first time listening, thank you so much. Please make sure you like this podcast. It helps us become more discoverable, as well as follow the podcast. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe to it. You can find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. I'm sure as far as in other podcast websites, you'll be able to find us there too, because we pop up in a couple of different places. I did not mean to hit your mic. I'm just trying to give a lot of energy because I know you want to go to bed.
But they're listening. They're not looking at you. So why is your hand moving so wild?
Because that helps me get my energy up. Okay? All right. You can also find us on YouTube at my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel, if you want to see the visual, if you want to see the couple behind Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. Also, you can follow me on social media at That Chick Angel, almost on every single platform except for Twitter, which is Angel the Actress. I'm not going to ask you to tell them where you can find them.
No, because they can't. I'll find you.
You ain't looking for nobody. You a mess. Okay, babe, so you know it's that time of the podcast. You tell me, what's been irritating you this week? What's been grinding your gear?
Actually, I was good all day, y'all, until I got home, finally. I ran into some vehicular mechanical issues with my truck, but that's neither here nor there. I get home and, I don't know, something popped up on my news feed, something about Trump, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't really paying attention. So then I decided to turn on TV, put it on CNN just to try to catch up on quick stuff of what's going on in the world. That's going to bring up my second irritable thing, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to see. I'm like, what's going on there? Anyway, so they got this recorded tape of him and his lawyer talking about paying this chick, Stormy Daniels, paying her off and finding ways to pay for that through businesses.
Okay.
And hide it. It can be a good lawyer would bring it up as questionable of what they're talking about, but he blatantly says, cash, not, we going to use check. Like, that's said in the video. So anyway, well, on the recording, it's not a video, it's a recording. And so I'm sitting there just kind of watching this all unfold on CNN, because this is like breaking news this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, but this is all, they're going to make a big fuss out of this. This is probably going to last for weeks and weeks, and then it's going to fizzle away to nothing. Like, right. Nothing's going to come of this.
No, it's not.
And it's like the whole media thing is just like, of course, they're going to hype it up to be, you know, extremely big, because everybody has to be. They don't want to be accurate. They just want to be the first to say something.
Right.
But anyway, they had a couple of his other people, you know, the people on Trump's side and people on the opposing side or whatever. So they were just bringing up their arguments and everything, but it's just kind of like, I'm just sitting there, and then it's like, it's really getting annoying. It's like, they can pretty much get away with anything they want to. It's like, why even still draw attention to it?
But this is like, listen, I'm not going to compare the two as presidents, but, you know, Republicans can say the same thing as far as in Bill Clinton. He got away with completely lying to the American public about having sexual relations with his intern, and he legitimately did, like, yeah, while he was in office. So yeah, they've always been able to get away with just about anything.
But I ain't talking about, like, that's one thing. Like, people in other countries, other rules, they don't even care. They have 9 or 10 wives. They don't care if it's like a woman scandal. But the other stuff that's come up, it's like, this is what's overshadowing all the other stuff that they brought up, you know, all the other scandals and all the other crime and anything that's been done with this man or his things that he's done is just like, this is what y'all focused on.
Yeah.
You know, and then so on to my second thing that kind of annoyed me.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This was last week. I just kind of realized that I was sitting there talking to a coworker and we were talking about stuff and I don't want to say what we're talking about, just in case he watches. I don't want to know that I'm telling about him.
His business.
However, he may end up watching it or knowing exactly what I'm talking about. We were talking. He was like, oh, you haven't heard of that? I was like, no. He was like, yeah, they were advertising. I was watching Fox News and they kept advertising it. And he said something. Yeah, I see it all the time on Fox News. So I hate what politics has done to this country, especially evolving around this president. Because now that I know that he's an avid Fox News watcher, so that I'm already like labeling him as like, oh, so yeah, that's the type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can watch Fox News and just not walk around irritated all day, then yeah, that's you got to be pro Trump.
Well, you know, that's one.
Just let me finish this real quick.
Go ahead.
And that was the thing that where politics is done in this country. Because before, you wouldn't have thought Toy was like, eh, whatever. You know, it's like saying if somebody were to say somebody, oh yeah, I was sitting there watching CNN, they probably thought, oh, he's one of them. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, it's crazy. Just off something you watch, people are gonna judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all evolved around like the politics in this country, which I mean, any politics is dirty and crooked, but it's been on like level 3000, you know, the past 2 years. But go ahead.
I was about to say, that's one reason why I don't really do a whole lot of political conversation, just because it can be so polarizing, because you see all the like the big things that you disagree with and you automatically think, oh, okay, that's what that person definitely believes is the big things that I disagree with. And it's probably some stuff that you're just like, okay, I can agree with that, but are you not paying attention to the big things that we're talking about? So that's one reason why I've never been a big like political.
Yeah, and that's how you label that person. That's how you view that person of what you think about what they're watching.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Or what, you know, who they say they support, because a lot of times people are supporting one thing and ignoring the other things that you're just like, how can you do that?
Yeah, but you can't escape it right now with this. Like, there's no argument. No, there's no good argument.
Well, the thing that has been really pissing me off this week is that I have a house full of boys that keep crapping on themselves.
What is it?
It is just irritating the hell out of me. Like, I just really want to cuss both of these kids out.
It's mainly start beating them. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's Cy, who was having this been having this issue for the past 3 weeks now of just pooping on himself. I think he's constipated. Sorry for the TMI. And then my little nephew, he didn't came out here, and sometimes he's just ornery. And then one time, bless his heart, he had diarrhea because of what he ate. Sorry, again, TMI. I hope you're not eating lunch. But it's just too much poop for one person to have to deal with. And it's not baby poop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing. I mean, even though it's bad in itself, but these are big boys that are eating regular table.
That's what they doing. We gonna not cook. Everybody knows what you want to say. This is it's unacceptable. And the pee. Pee's on. That's my one of my biggest pet peeves.
The pee is horrible.
Like, I don't even walk in their bathroom because it's normally three boys and
it's four boys now.
I don't know how I went wrong with my oldest son on AIM because I'm like very particular about that.
He
from
is
from day one. Like,
he is.
You don't want to be 12. You don't want to be 24 or 34 going over somebody's house leaving drops of pee on the toilet seat or something like that. You hit it all in the water.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got there. I'm like,
it's very agitating, and it's just the smell of their bathroom.
It's easy to train dogs. I might have me a roll of newspaper just ready for everybody. It ain't gonna be nothing soft either. It's gonna be rolled nice and tight.
You're so silly. But yeah, it's irritating. I don't know why it's happening, and I wish it would stop because the smell is just so stankalicious. And then you just
see, luckily Angel and her niece and her mom is dealing with that, because if it was, I don't know how it would react.
Yeah, y'all already know how he
size,
would react.
Size is just, I'd be wondering, like, Angel, have you had somebody over here?
Well, because of how rank he smells.
No, how big his bowel movements are.
I know. It's, I don't know what it is. I think it's because he loves cheese.
No, he shouldn't love cheese. He'd be asking for cheese. I'm like, no.
I think it's because he loves
cheese. I said, I don't care what your mama said. No, you ain't eating no cheese.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why do we have cheese in the house right now?
Because we have 5 kids in the house. So grilled cheese sandwiches, cheeseburgers get made.
He's just eating cheese.
Yes, he loves to just eat cheese the way it is.
You need to line it with prune juice.
I do. And just let him empty his whole entire body out because it is the worst. So anyways, I wanted to jump on into the topic of the night so that I can get my husband to bed because he's, you know, gotta get up to work early.
Put your hand down.
I can't.
Sit on your hand or something.
No.
This is what it's like right here. You see how invasive that is?
No, but neither can the people who are listening to the podcast. They can't tell that it's that invasive either.
But it is to me, though.
Like, I'm not trying. I'm trying to be considerate. I am also, listen. I'm doing multiple things right now. I need you to just be a team
player. Her hand is like 3 inches from
team
her,
player.
Hold on, her fingernails are like 3 inches from my eyeball. Now that she's talking,
listen,
go ahead.
You need to be a team player. So I just came back from dinner with a girlfriend of mine, and we, at the end of our conversation, we started talking about kind of how men think, and it's a little differently because she was just asking about me as a wife and how I support you as a husband and build you up while also not letting you just do whatever. And I was kind of talking about to her like the things that I've noticed are important to you as a man, and not trying to strip those things away from you, but also calling you on your crap if that's the case. So I was like, you know, that would be a good podcast topic of how men think, because most of our listeners and most of my YouTube followers are women. Women my age range, they are sometimes women who are married in relationships. So I thought, you know what, this might be insightful. I know you don't speak for all men, but I feel like this would be a good conversation. How men think, and how is it different than women? So one of the things that me and her were talking about was when me and you first started dating, or when things started to get serious, and you were very adamant, and we brought this up on the podcast before, of how you just wanted to get your life together before me and you moved to the next level. You compared it to the house. You were like, my foundation ain't ready, and you the roof. So how am I going to have a roof if I ain't even got my foundation or the walls up?
Yeah.
So what is that? Do you think it's just you, or do you think it's kind of a man thing?
No, it's a man thing. It's a lot of men think like it. Like, they want to have everything set in place before moving to another level. That's just the whole, you know, Venus and Mars thing, you know, of you know, men are from Venus, or women are from Venus, men are from Mars, or they say women think with their hearts, men think with their brain, that type of thing. Or is that how it goes? Yeah. That's a perfect example of, because it's like, but we're in love. It doesn't matter. That's where the woman's coming from. But the man is like, love ain't going to make sure that everything's paid for and everything's in order. And it kind of that is a little bit supportive, because remember I brought up to you how a dude, like, I was at the barbershop one time out here in LA, and this dude pulled up like brand new Jaguar. It was 2 chicks standing out front of the barbershop. Didn't even know this dude. He just pulled up, walked into the barbershop, said, what up? Hey, y'all. Yeah, that's my new rat. Watch this. Literally went out there, talked to the chicks for like less than 15 seconds. One got in the car with him and drove off. I was in the barbershop about an hour and a half. They did not come back. So I'm like, what is it about money that makes women just do whatever a dude says? All women.
That's a gross statement.
No, I don't mean all women, but me and Angel was having this conversation, and you said it's safety.
Stability.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that kind of supports the thing of, yes, I want to be stable so I know I can support you before moving on. And women, you are actually like that stability of, like, one of our friends, she said, in so many words, but she's a certain part of her body is attracted to dudes with potential. And it's like, she's sick and tired of dating dudes with potential, because the potential is just that, it's potential. It ain't going nowhere, it's just potential. So to meet a dude or be with a dude, or the dude at least having the confidence of knowing, I can support you and me in any venture that we move on in life. And I want to be able to know that I can do that for myself and not just stabbing in the dark of trying to make it work. They want to be able to know that, or at least have the hope that they can make it work, or it's set in stone. Like, I'm comfortable with what I can provide. Okay. Like, if I, and like, you know, me and our providers. So if we can't provide, this is like, what are we good for? We're not providing and protecting our family.
You done with your point?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I do believe that you might have overstepped what you were saying, because I don't believe that, at least in our situation, it was about me being in love with you or, oh, we love each other. It was, I knew that you were going to be mine and you also knew I was going to be yours. So it was just like, if that's the case, then what are you talking about? You got to get your family. I'm already here. It's one of those things of, I get it. Obviously, wanting to have things in place, because who doesn't want to have things in place? But sometimes things don't come in the order in which you thought they were going to come in.
Of course.
So, obviously, we went with the direction that I was talking about, because, I mean, I wasn't going to stick around to see when the hell your foundation was going to get together. But something that I had told my friend was, what I saw as a woman was, okay, I see your desire to have everything together, but if I'm going to eventually become your partner, a part of what I'm going to assume as a part of my role is to help you get your foundation together. And I think sometimes that is the difference in, and it might just be me and my not being extremely old school and you being older than what you act, but sometimes I think people
older than what I am.
Yeah, sorry. Acting older than what you are. You're correct. Thank you.
Get it right. I'm a doer.
He's so stupid. But I think sometimes people forget that, like, the woman, if you're in a relationship like us, can be a part of getting your foundation together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not like a separate thing. And I mean, some dudes don't care about their foundation, but
oh no, when I made the statement about stability, I ain't talking about everybody, but this is just a way of thinking. Like, you see it night and day. Like, that's how pimps are able to pimp, because they see the safety and stability in a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a horrible example, but it's still an example of,
right,
just a,
of needing stability. Yeah, needing protection, stability. Like, yeah, and
just, right. So it's just go ahead.
So do you think, kind of switching over to money, because you did bring that up, so why would a chick jump into a new car of a dude that she didn't even know? Do you think that men aren't attracted to women with money?
Oh, absolutely. I never wanted to marry a woman that made less than me. I was like, she either has to make equal or more than.
Why? Why equal or more?
Because and not that's able attractive to me. That's what I'm attracted to.
You're attracted, like, to somebody with
why fat booty? Because that's what the heck I like.
So the fact that the person you marry or with can potentially make money, more money than you can, is attractive.
And it's intelligence. Like,
Meet
dudes all the, you meet the guys all the time that are not very smart, but somehow made a lot of money or don't even act that way. Most women that, at least in my experience, the women that I know that make a lot of money or, you know, climbing that ladder to wealth, are very intelligent. And intelligence, just like on it is on with, you know, a woman to a man to a woman, is, for me, is intelligent.
Okay.
I mean, it's a sign of attractive.
Okay, yeah. In that attraction. Okay, so something else that
the fact that she got 3 degrees, it's part of the reason I stayed. Now
he's like, go on here, get that doctorate, and see what I put up in you. So something that she and I talked about, because me and my girlfriend Denora, a couple of days prior,
is she okay? Why was this a topic? Why couldn't y'all talk about Beyonce or something? What?
Me and my girlfriend and her were out, because she's in the dating pool right now.
God dang.
She's in the dating pool and somebody that
I need
she
to start going out with him and charging these heifers.
No, I mean, no, and it was,
I can help him get past the riffraff. I can help.
No. Somebody that she's dating, some of the stuff that she was saying, I was like, yeah, that's just like, he's an Aquarius too. And I don't even go by the signs thing, but the stuff that she was saying, I was like, what is his sign? And she's like, Aquarius. I said, because he sounds so much, a lot of his point of views sounded like you. But anyways, we were talking about that I was saying that me and my girlfriend Denora a few days earlier were saying, we're so glad we're not in the dating pool right now because the game has changed so much. Me and you have been out of the dating pool for 14. Well, listen, well, hopefully. I knew I was waiting for you to say so. I was like, 14. Well, at least I can say that. I don't know what this hoe was doing.
7 years I've been not.
Punch you out your seat.
No hoe.
Shut up. Anyways, I was like, women, I would say, more so than men, have changed the game of dating so much more. With this whole, like, really taking control of your body, at least that's what, you know, people say it is. Like, if you look at just even social media, because online dating is a huge thing right now, and women put out so much more than what they were when I was dating. It wasn't that women didn't use their bodies in sexual appeal to get a man's attention, but it's a whole nother level. And if you're not willing to do that, it's hard to make yourself seen through all everything else, because men, regardless of how like upstanding they are still visual creatures. So I was like, I don't even know how, if there's a chick who's got this dope body, that's literally her profile picture is of her and her nice boobs and butt in a bikini, how do you make yourself that's in a cute romper and a head wrap, even though you looking cute, stand out in that like crowd? And even you might get lost to like really cool dudes that are actually good, but it's like, how do you even combat that? Like, have you noticed how the dating scene has changed, and do you think it would be harder for you, or do you think you would just be out here having fun?
No, I mean, if I was dating and that was it, that's all I'd be doing. But if I was actually looking, like, I know guys, like, there are still some good guys out there. I hear women say there ain't no more good guys. They are hard to find, probably, I guess, but they know where the fun chick is and where the real woman is.
Do you think they get stuck on the fun chick longer now because there's...
It's kind of hard to tell because I'm in L.A. Mm. And I will say that in all confidence, and I mean that in every stereotypical way, because even the dudes from L.A. are like, yeah, these dudes out here are ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And it's and the women are too. And a lot of women out here are desperate because they are looking for that stable, that good man. And the dudes out here, in general, I'm just speaking in general sense, the guys that would probably make a really good husband one day, they act like 12-year-old boys and grown men bodies.
Right, but it's because they're like a kid in the candy store. That's what I'm saying.
No, and that's exactly what it is. And it's like, so, but when a dude gets serious, like, I know dudes, like my friend from Nigeria, I ain't gonna say his name, put him out there, but he was, when he was, before he met his beautiful wife that he's married to now, they got two beautiful kids. He would always come to me. He's like, man, where's the good women at? Like, Marcus, where'd you find your wife? I was like, oh, we knew each other before I moved out here. And I was like, hey, you know, it's like, you should come to Kentucky with me. I can introduce you a whole bunch of real good women. You know what I'm saying? Cause he's got that full package. He's a stable. He's a good guy, good job, entrepreneur, that type of thing. And he ended up finding like a really good, woman. And you know, she's equally as good. She's, but it's
I just don't some
people
know.
Like him, I'm sure he had his fun, and most guys I see are having a whole lot of fun, but it is when they get serious and start looking at it, they really back in like, all right, these chicks I've been talking to ain't about nothing. Or even maybe they did meet a couple of chicks that are about something, but they messed it up because they was in that state of mind, like I told you when I
right that's shit. What I'm saying.
But I mean, I was young, I was in my early 20s.
When
we first met, and I was like, if we had started talking when we first met, it would have been, I was like, we wouldn't be together right now.
Oh God, thank the Lord. Ugh, that would have been horrible.
No, because I was like, I wasn't looking to settle down. Oh, I was very honest about that. Like,
I know, you could tell by the way you would come up in that apartment.
Yeah.
So do you think
the pheromones going, y'all? That's
you so silly. So do you think that there's anything that a good, like, and I say good girl, and I mean it in like the most generic sense of the way, not to say that someone who is very proud of their body and doesn't mind flaunting it isn't still a good girl, but a girl who's more conservative and more that's not the word I mean, but someone who covers up, there's a word for it, I can't remember the word for it, in dress, is there a way for her to stand out in this online dating world that is going to keep her from having to wait until the good guy finally gets out of the goddamn candy store and starts acting like a grown man? Because you definitely, I tied you down real early. You were only 24 years old. So you definitely had some good years where you could have been out there playing the field. However, I was like, you going to be
for
out there.
For my own safety, I settled down.
For your own safety. And also because I wasn't going to wait. It wasn't so much of an ultimatum, but I had had enough instances prior to you that I realized you can't wait on these dudes, because if you're worth it, then they know it now. It's not something that they got to learn down the line. And if so, they just missed it. They missed the lesson. So is there something that you feel like females can do to get a dude's attention without feeling like they're having to become someone they're not, or compete with ladies in a way that they don't feel comfortable?
Don't compete and play hard to get. That's how you weed through them. But don't play hard to get, but like, don't try to compete with them chicks. Like,
how do you get their attention, I guess, is what I'm saying first.
The same way that you the same way that he would get your attention. It's like, be honest, be real. Mm-hmm. Be real with yourself, be honest with yourself. Basically just reciprocate what you want to see. Not to be fake, but you know, like, reciprocate what you want to see. Like, you looking for an honest dude? Be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you looking for a dude that ain't trying to, you know, hit it and quit it and all of that? Let them know that straight up front. Like, this ain't no weekend picnic right here.
No. Okay. Modest is the word I was looking for. Dressing modest. Weekend picnic. Never heard that before. You've been to some all you can eat buffets and then left and never came back.
Why you always all in my business?
Because you are my business.
No, that ain't your business.
All of it is.
No, it ain't either.
Yeah,
it is. You one night trying to tell you.
Trying to tell me nothing. Shut up. How do you think you would fare in today's dating world?
Excellent. I don't know. I don't like the whole online thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're not an online person.
I'm not.
So, I mean, it would be a whole nother thing, because
like,
it's
literally... I was never attracted to the easy catch, like the low hanging fruit. That was never me.
Listen, I don't think online dating is no longer easy catch, but you're saying the people on online dating that are easy, that
right.
you wouldn't be attracted to that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, because I got coworkers that are in that whole realm, and they just like, oh no, if you want to do this, all you got to do is say that. I'm just like,
yeah, DTF. I was like, that's real. Huh? You've never heard of DTF?
What's that?
Down to boop.
I think I have. Who knows? I don't know.
Like, that's a real thing. I was like, wow. Like, I would be so offended so often.
And now we have vaccine commercials.
I'm going to have to edit this, but if you all could have heard what he said before I edited, you would be like, Marcus, get your life together. All right, since I'm going to let my husband get to bed, and this is going to be a shorter podcast,
yeah,
I want to
coming in there talking about
a what?
Don't be coming in there waking me up talking about jump on this and all of that. All right.
Listen, I was trying to get some last night, and he didn't want to give it up.
I was tired. Angel don't be.
You used to not respect me at all.
Because you didn't have to get up at 4 a.m.
It don't matter. I would be dead asleep, and then you
would
put...
Yeah, and then you know what? Just in spite, this weekend.
And what?
All weekend. I'm going to wait till your ass get good and sleep.
That's all right. I'm going to take a 5-hour energy drink, and I'll be looking at you while you're looking
won't.
At me.
Ain't
yes,
no
I would.
Amount of energy that keeps you awake. Except vitamin D.
I'm deficient. I'm deficient.
Yeah, past couple of days.
Past couple of days, my ass. I've been
no,
deficient.
Yeah, you a lie. I know, you know you a lie.
Yesterday, I was deficient. I'll tell you that.
All right. I'll take yesterday. And today, too, you're going to be deficient.
Okay, don't worry. Well, when you want some and I'm not giving it up, don't be mad.
That ain't going to happen.
It happens. You catch me at the wrong time, I'll be like, no, thank you. I'm good. I took my supplements.
All right.
Yeah, you will.
Think so.
You will. Don't even.
Anyway,
don't
we
don't
went too deep. You got to edit some of that out, too.
Oh,
all right,
I do?
Y'all. Y'all have a good one.
No, we got to do the comment.
Hurry up. I'm so glad that food don't comment no more. God dang.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to tell y'all who he's talking about. Anyways.
And I ain't never wanted to fly somebody in town just to whoop. Like.
Okay. So this comment came from, and not the last podcast, because this comment was so good, from my Angel's Angle video that I do on the Wednesdays that we don't have the podcast. This was done by Jay Chrissy, who has been a longtime subscriber and active like commenter. They said,
"What's up, Jay?"
They said, "The dramatics and sound effects for the N-bomb, yo, I'm done." And then a whole bunch of laughing, crying laughing faces. "My schedule is clear, B." She said, "I am so in the story with you. And the shove was a Hercules strength push." Then they say, "I'm with Marcus. Stomp on her like Kirk Franklin."
took
me out.
Me and Angel sat down and we read these comments and we laugh, like
laugh so hard. I was so mad when I asked him in the vlog and he hadn't looked at it yet, because I was just like, he is missing so many good things that you all say. So please keep the comments coming.
Like, I'll be in meetings at work sometimes. I was like, let me just look at some of these some of these comments, and I'm literally like reading them like. Now I gotta act like I'm about to sneeze or something. Try not to laugh.
They're the best. One last comment, because this one is from a podcast, and then we'll wish you all a good night. This is from Rocky Miller. He says, "My biggest relationship mistakes are that I've given too many flowers and boxes of candy. I've written too many poems sharing my most intimate thoughts and feelings. I've also cooked too many dinners and rubbed way too many feet. Also did too much laundry. I seem to be always making mistakes." Rocky,
real fire in Rocky.
Too many. How many got dang on, and how many people got all this back? You gotta pull back.
Hey, something. Ladies, Rocky Miller, he's a good one.
He's a good one. Swipe right.
See
if you see him.
Is that what it is? Swipe right.
I think so. I don't know. I don't have the app. Sometimes I think about us both getting one of the apps and starting match. Well, not
fake
I don't,
dating. Just set them up and not go on.
No, I want us to date.
I look at all these hoes I done pulled today.
Or do match.com and see if they match us together. Or if they're like,
you are destined to fail.
All right, you guys, again, make sure you like this podcast. Leave a comment below if you think Marcus is right, that chicks be liking the stability of money, and that dudes think more with their mind than women who think more with their heart.
Like the stability, not need it. I know some of y'all. Like, no, I know. Some of them gonna be like, first of all, I don't need no man, and that's why you're single.
Don't say that. You don't know
women
what
that say that. Come on. Women need men. Men need women.
Some people wouldn't agree. Let us know if you don't in the comments of either SoundCloud or YouTube. All right, you guys, we will see you all in two Wednesdays. Check me out next Wednesday with another Angel's Angle. And you can also watch our family vlogs on both Monday and Friday on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you all later.
Deuces.